I had that last week in my knee. The reason was I was butchering. I used the knee a little too hard. I got pain in my leg.
Do you say the rheumatism?
Well,
painful. Rheumatism.
Or
the rheumatic? What would you say?
It can't take what it did 60 years ago.
Would you say the rheumatism is painful? Rheumatics is painful? Rheumatics are painful? Or would you make a statement like that?
Well,
rheumatism.
Of course, you could use that term.
Well, let's go to something else. There are several child diseases where, well, the diseases are not, but they used to choke to death.
Croup.
And another one,
diphtheria.
And sometimes they'll turn, you get a disease, you turn yellow, your eyeballs turn yellow, your skin.
You get yellow jellies, or what you call it.
And when you get a pain in your right side, you double up.
Appendicitis.
And sometimes you eat the wrong food, and you feel kind of funny, and you lean over the fence. And
throw up or vomit.
Do you ever have any jocular term for that to kind of make it fun?
Puke.
Throw
up your socks.
Going to get this down for posterity. You ever hear skin a goat?
No, I didn't.
Skin a goat. Oh, I didn't remember the long one. Well, if you heard some, the neighbor next door heard some exceptionally good news. You might say he came over. What's he going to do when he hears good news? He's going to
tell it or blab it.
So he came over
to tell the good news.
Okay. Somebody says, will you go? And you say, yes,
I'll go along. If my wife lets me.
Say, will you? Yes, somebody's asking, will you do it? You say, yes, I
will.
And somebody asks both of you, will you do it? You say, yes, we
will.
Now, a young man shows up at the young lady's house time and time again. You might suspect that he's
courting.
Do you ever have any other words for that? Like,
wait a minute.
Sparking? Or?
Yeah, I've heard that. He went out sparking. Courting.
Keeping company?
Keeping company.
Well, if the young man doesn't show up after a while, you might suspect that she...
giving him a mitten. I don't know whether that's what you're asking.
Oh, I hear this more than anything else. Giving him that.
You hear that more than
anything? That's a common one. You ever say, jilted him? She jilted him? Kicked him?
Well, she just quit him, or she gave him the mitten, he got the mitten, something like that.
Okay. The noisy serenade after the wedding, they call the...
Shearie.
Is that the what?
Shearie.
The man that stands up with the groom,
best man,
and the lady that stands up with the bride,
she's the best woman, ain't she? Best maid of honor, maid of honor.
And after the ceremony, you might say they are officially
married, man and wife.
And if, say, you had some bad politicians in office, you say, I don't care for the poll,